Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We've had another great week that we were able to take full advantage of the corn stalks that are available for the cows. An inch of snow made the ground just damp enough that the electric fence was getting their attention a bit better than it had been. When the ground is so dry, it kind of protects the cattle from the shock. Like a bird sitting on a power line, if they aren't grounded, the electricity has no effect. Quite a few of our cows respect the hot wire fence, whether it's powered up or not. But the ones that check it every day are the reasons we have to keep it hot. One of the Gomer bulls, the little helpers I use during AI season to tell me which cows are ready to go in, had lost his respect for the fences, so he made the trip to town this week. Proceeds from his relocation will get to help finance Christmas here at the Pinecrest Ranch. He had a pretty good job. Kind of like some politicians, he found his work very gratifying, never had to take responsibility for his actions, and took credit for everything that got done. Like a lot of us, this critter didn't realize how good he had it until it was too late to go back. The fun thing about doing this program is that I never know what direction things are going to go. I'd like to share a poem this morning that I call The Devil. The devil was holding conference with his demonic young trainees, discussing the greatest lie they could tell to destroy folks' lives with ease. The first young demon said, "Let's tell those people there is no God." Satan said, "Well, that's a start, but the statement is way too broad. Because most folks know down in their heart there must be something bigger. And even if the Big Bang Theory held true, boy, something pulled the trigger." The next demon suggested, "Let's tell them the Bible isn't true. It's just a collection of fables and tales that gets more credit than it's due. If they want to believe part of it, they can ignore the scary part. It's pick and choose just what you use. It's knowledge a la carte." Satan was getting hot by now. He said, "Those folks are coming my way. It's the ones on the edge that I want to keep, or there will be hell to pay. They know why Jesus Christ was born, and they know just why he died, but will not accept his gift of eternal life because of fear or foolish pride. They are afraid of the changes he might bring if they were to invite him in. Like they have something worth hanging on to, they still have their love for sin. It's these I want to keep," Satan roared, this time with all his fury. Then he smiled as he shared the greatest lie of all. "Boys, just tell 'em there ain't no hurry." Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.